This is the Startup Nipples podcast that you are listening. Good morning, my name is Amar Vyas and today is July 27th, Friday. Welcome to episode number 6. I am recording this episode super early because I have an early morning flight to catch, so you may hear that my voice is a little bit hoarse. A couple of news articles and an announcement. The first story is about co-working spaces in India. According to this article from Entracker, co-working space provider Avvis has secured a 20 million Series C round. But what I thought was more interesting in this article was that there seems to be a boom of co-working spaces in India. Well, of course, I work out of a co-working space. We work myself in Bengaluru. Avvis has 25,000 seats across 55 centers in India, and they're looking to reach 40,000 seats. The article itself lists Beehive, Innovate, 91 Springboard, Stirring Minds, and also IndieCube happens to be another one, and so on. What really surprises me is the number of seats that they are all talking about. The question is, do we have those many startups or those many organizations have a requirement for so many seats? But I'm sure these guys have done their homework. We will leave it at that for now. Moving on to the next article. Help thy channel partner. This article from The Digest. Oyo Rooms has signed memorandums of understanding with State Bank of India and Bank of Baroda, under which they would provide loans to their partner hotels. These are small loans, about 10 lakhs or a million rupees each, for which collaterals would not be required, and the MOU is signed under the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana. It's a government scheme that provides these loans to the non-corporate, non-farm or small and micro enterprises. The article does not speak what these loans would be used for. Most likely not for capex, but could be for meeting their working capital requirements. Moving on to article number 3. From content to intent. Digital content platform that has content for women, Popexo, is making a move to the e-commerce space. They have started selling products from notebooks to cushion covers. Popexo so far was known for his stories, videos and social media content about fashion, and selling products now seems to be a logical extension. Popexo was founded in 2014 and they say that 82% of their users are in the 18 to 35 age group and a user base of 17.5 million. With that, I wanted to make an announcement, and the announcement is as follows. There were quite a few articles about cyber fraud or accounts getting hacked for many of the startups. This prompted me to talk to our resident expert on cyber risk insurance. Mrunal, my partner in crime and partner in life and the co-founder of Gatha Story, happens to be an expert in this space, and she has written quite a bit on cyber risk insurance for corporate organizations. And I thought of asking her what startups should do to tackle this risk. So in our episode on Monday, we would have an interview with Mrunal wherein she would talk about some of these aspects. If you catch this episode in time and have any specific questions, reach out to us at contact@gathastory.com and we would be happy to include those questions in the episode. With that, thank you so much for listening. Once again, my name is Amar Vyas and this is the Startup Nibbles podcast that you are listening. Some of you reached out where I got the music for this podcast. Well, it's titled Disco Medusa by Kevin MacLeod, and you can find it on the website incompetech.com, obtained under a Creative Commons license. We do have information of that on the episode show notes.